From a wise heart flow careful words. Wise words make the lips more persuasive. Proverbs 16:23. To bear witness in the public square, a Christ-centered heart must be the wellspring of our words, our demeanor, our take on the world. And so that is our task, our joy, our opportunity in the next few moments. Welcome to this week's Nuance, Formed for Faithfulness. Today we continue in the season of Eastertide, a season that focuses upon themes like salvation, victory, new life, joy, Christ reigning in glory. In the realm where salvation's echoes ring, Christ's triumph unfurls a victory wing. New life emerges, a joyous refrain, in the sovereign reign where Christ shall gain. Our first reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Today we reflect on artificial intelligence. Overall, while the story of Samuel's call by the Lord may seem distant from the world of AI, we can draw some parallels. In terms of communication, in the story, Samuel initially makes the voice he hears for that of Eli. Similarly, as AI technology advances, there's a parallel in the development of natural language processing and speech recognition systems. These technologies enable AI to communicate with humans in increasingly natural ways, mimicking human speech and understanding context. And yet, AI often gets things wrong, as we see Samuel did a few times. May we remain skeptical with what AI produces, and know for sure it isn't our God and His Word. Just as Eli eventually recognizes that the voice calling Samuel is from the Lord, AI systems are designed to recognize patterns, signals, and data inputs. Through machine learning, algorithms, and deep learning techniques, AI can identify patterns in data and make sense of complex information, much like recognizing the significance of the voice in the biblical narrative. As with any powerful technology, there are ethical considerations surrounding the development and use of AI. In the biblical narrative, Samuel's response to the divine call carries ethical implications as he becomes a prophet and a messenger of God's will. Similarly, the emergence of AI prompts discussions about responsible AI development, accountability, and the implications for society. What role does AI play in your life? And is it godly? And now a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food is for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this season of Eastertide, we celebrate the promise of new life that comes through the resurrection of your Son. Renew our spirits, O Lord, and fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be transformed by the power of your love. Grant us the courage to let go of the old and embrace the newness of life that you offer us each day. And finally, a reading from the 62nd Psalm, verses 5 through 12. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the low-born are but a breath. The high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. Thank you for joining me for this weekly Formed for Faithfulness. Catch our regular Nuance episodes, where I have a conversation with a special guest on living faithfully in the public square. In the meantime, like and share this podcast for others to enjoy. Visit us at collaborativeorlando.com to subscribe to our biweekly blog, see other videos, check out events we might have coming up, and find a number of other resources. You'll also find us across social media platforms. I'm Case Thorpe, and God's blessing on you.